Brooklyn, it's your girl Price of Sound back with another official. It is Samantha's World, aka Welcome to the Red Zone, co-host and host of all things Welcome to the Red Zone podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Hago, Miko, Bigo, Uplife, TikTok, Likey, and SB Live, as well as Live Me and a bunch of live streaming applications. I went to them, reached out for tips, tricks, and how to get verified on their social media platforms. And let's jump right into this. This is how to grow on your social media platforms the way Priceless has grown. Woo! So, let's jump right into it. So, the first thing on your list is how to get verified on the Likey application. Well, the first thing, it helps if you're verified on another social media platform. As of late, being verified on another social media platform has helped, but you can still get verified with an application. So Likey, as many of us know, is the TikTok format for Likey. It's owned by Beagles Corporation, and it is a very fun app. You can live stream, broadcast. You do not need verification to go live. All you need is to be of age. You need to be 16 or plus to go live. By leave now, because of certain incidences, they have changed the age to 18 and up. You must be 18 and older to go live, but it is still a fun application. You can get paid. There are families, agencies, live streaming, and so much more. So if you have not joined Likey, you should check them out. They are a progressive application. They are a great place for those of us who are living in other countries who are having problems logging into TikTok because social media has been banned in so many countries. Likey is still an application in so many regions where TikTok is not available. I'm offering that to you for a place to upload videos and still be verified and get some social media pay. Next up is, as we know, TikTok. It is one of the coolest platforms, and there are so many content creators. How do you, as a content creator, know how to get verified, how to do all this? Well, in app, many people do not know this, and many people are looking to get verified. They're getting all these followers to follow them and accounts and da-da-da-da-da. Listen, that's not getting you verified. If it's bot accounts, bot followers, and randomized followers that are not on TikTok's algorithm, and they're fake accounts, they do not count. They mean organic followers. You need 100,000 organic followers to get verified or apply for verification, and at least 1 million to 4 million views. Here's the thing. This is one thing you need to learn. 10 ways to start a conversation. Many people do not know that growing your business financially is all about conversation. If you cannot have a conversation, managing your insecurities is the key thing. What are you insecure about? What really do you struggle with? You know, and if you are struggling with something, what could you benefit from TikTok? Well, there are a lot of other content creators, so much like yourself, struggling, dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, dealing with stuff. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling out, if you feel like it's nothing for you and you're not successful, there is someone out there who's got tips like myself to help you. Don't give up. There are lots of fun ideas. You're just not seeing them because the algorithm is not pushing that out for you. It's not allowing you to see the content that you want to see. Now, here's why. There is a few things that you don't know. TikTok recently uploaded these three features to the app. The first feature we all know about is the home feature. When you hit home, it pulls up all the trending pages that have paid TikTok to run advertisements. You'll see NBC, CNN, ABC, Fox, some sort of TV commercial, show commercial, something coming on that's going to go viral on TikTok. Listen. Here's what you need to do. You don't want to be the very first person to jump on that video. You want to be like the 10th person. Wait till like 10 people have posted that video. Be like the 10th or 11th person and jump on that video. You're not the first. you're not the last, but you're right in that middle algorithm. Now, why did I say middle? Because people who are the last are going to be looking up to the top people, and people who are going to be at the top are going to be looking at the bottom people who's trying to beat them. So you'll get all that types of likes and views from those people. So that's how you do it. There's an algorithm. You need to be in the middle so that your video can go to the top, because you're getting top viewers and bottom feeders. I call them bottom feeders, not bottom viewers, because they're feeding off of you and your information to make themselves better. People learn from you every day. So use that as a tool. Okay, next tip. The part of this is when I told you there are three tools. The second tool they have added is the following. So there is a following thing. It's the home feed, right? Essentially, we just talked about that. But it's different. This is not the home feed no more. This is the friends feed. This is who you follow. You need to click that. Every day your friends are posting something. They're not seeing your post because you're not liking their post. You weren't seeing them on your main home feed. You're seeing different people because you're not viewing them. They now have a friends section for you to view all of your friends so that you can separate new people you want to follow from the old people you already follow. This is a huge success market for TikTok and any social media platform that has this. This is huge. It really helps you to grow and network. And it gives you an opportunity to get your old friends to view your new content and new people. So take advantage of the new and the old. That is huge. That is a game changer, people. This will give feeds an opportunity to grow. That's what I'm saying. The new and the old combined together will give you an opportunity to stand out amongst millions of people. Okay, the next and final thing we'll talk about is the all thing we dread the most, right? The thing that we go to school, we wake up, we go to school as kids, we hate it, right? We don't want to go to school. Well, not everybody hates it. Not everybody hated school. You know, I miss school. A lot of my friends and seeing people every day, the things I did in school, it makes me feel old because I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm seeing other kids do stuff that I used to do that I remember, and it's a throwback. You know how it is when you see it. Well, how do you feel? Did you stop and think about that for a second? Did you have a flashback and a memory? While I was taking a drink, did it remind you of stuff you've done? Exactly. What are things that maybe you know, you as yourself, maybe you're no longer a kid anymore. Maybe you're a mom or a dad. Maybe you're a parent, or you've grown up enough and you're in college now and you're starting to mature yourself, but you're still needing help. How I am a musically inclined person. We'll be hearing music a lot and interruptions. Excuse me while I... Announcement! They have a new feature on TikTok. It is for those of us who are struggling with math, English, science, and any educational thing. They have a STEM section. What? A STEM section? Are you kidding me? Really? Do we really need that? Listen, in today's day and age, yes, we do. With more and more people in the universe using social media, kids are not learning anymore. I guarantee you, if I ask kids today what 90s kids knew when we were kids, what we were taught, they would have no clue. If you ask them what a pen or a pencil is, most kids say, oh, you don't have a swipe to pay? I have to sign something? Why do I have to sign for this? They don't understand. And with this STEM version of social media, in TikTok, mind you, you are going to be learning things. You're going to be teaching things. This is something great. And if you don't know, they have this on YouTube as well. It's called She Stems, He Stems. It's to help boys and girls grow and get education through STEM. Get them systematically smart. Training, education matters. System training, education matters. That's what I say about STEM. Now, if you don't have the opportunity, you should. This is important. This is a game changer. STEM is on TikTok. And guess what? We are all a part of this. Anybody who is my age, per se, well, fine, right? I'm 30. I'm going to be 30 in November. I'm old. I'll admit it, right? I feel old. But most older people would say, you're not old. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 60s. What are you talking about? Kids under than me will call me old, but older people are calling me young. Do you see the effect? It's a contra effect. We feel old ourselves, but older people feel older than us. So what are we? Wiser than some, but still not wiser than others. So what I'm saying is we can learn from STEM, and STEM can learn from us. We are teachers. Yes, we graduated, right? We all graduated something, whether it was vocational college, whether it was community college, whether it was an associate's degree, master's degree, bachelor's degree, whether you don't have any degree at all, but you know something, you can participate in STEM. It is a super cool, awesome opportunity. STEM is amazing. So you should totally, and I mean totally, participate. Teach people what you know. I don't care if it's how to mow the grass. I don't care if it's brushing your teeth, if it's reading, writing, math, science, something you know how to do that you're good at, you should be teaching it. Other people might like to learn it or know about it. Your channel will exponentially grow. I started doing STEM with just a couple of things. Here's what I know how to do. For most of you who don't know, I've recently become a language translator. 12 different languages. I've been learning 12 different languages. I've learned Arabic, I've learned Hindu, I've learned Japan, Korean, Taiwanese, Japanese. I have learned Tagalog of the Philippines, Polynesian. I have learned pretty much Spanish. I have learned French, Irish, Danish, Welsh, German. And I'm currently trying to study traditional Mongolian. That is a challenge. I would like to speak African as well, but that's just a long way ahead of me. And right now, just learning the basics for Tagalog has been a stress. But I've learned quite a bit about languages. And over the years, it's taught me how much other cultures besides myself don't know about us. They want to know about us. They want to know what we do, what we look like. And we are teachers. So if you have a learning opportunity like myself, I've been teaching other people how to say good morning. Like for instance, maganda umaga. Good morning in the Philippines. And if you want to say they're beautiful, she is maganda. If you want to say he is handsome, you say he is guapo. But guess what I learned? See, I learned that, and that's just basic, right? Wrong. That's not basic language. That's not basic language at all. That's for one part of the Philippines. That's Tagalog. There is actually different dialects of Tagalog. So, for instance, if you go to one part of the Philippines, they say maganda hapon. Good afternoon. If you go to another part of the Philippines, they will say maganda tanghali. Tanghali, that's good afternoon. Do you see how different we are, but we are similar? What I know in my language, they know different in their language. So we can learn from each other by teaching each other. It's a very good tool. Please, if you haven't tried the STEM function, check out the STEM function. All right. Without further ado, let's jump right into our advertising. If you guys do not know, I would like to shout out Spotify for Podcasters. They've been having masterclasses like crazy to teach you about all the major functions happening here in Spotify. For podcasters, there is a huge game changer. First up, there is comment sections on our podcast. So now on Spotify for Podcasters, in app and on website, you can literally have people to comment on your videos, and they can tell you exactly what you want to hear. So whether it's, should I talk about the latest movies and trending outcomes? Should I talk about music? What should I talk about? You can run polls, questions, and ask so much many things. It's great for podcasters to grow and see what their audience would really like to hear. So please, if you know me and you know I podcast, let me know what you'd like to hear from me, what your interests are, what you're wanting to watch, what you'd like to watch, or what you'd rather hear me talk about. Because I know I talk a lot about business and my podcast is business minded. I could talk about anything and make anyone happy. So feel free to reach out to me. I'm always looking for fun things to talk about on the podcast. So, and again, thank you to all my listeners from around the world. I have many from all over the world. So it is a huge opportunity to get you all to talk to me. So without further ado, let's jump right back into it. Thank you to Spotify for podcasters, Anchor, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, and Deezer for putting this on, as well as Amazon Music and all the major places, including the new TuneIn app where we are featured. Thank you so much, everybody. It is awesome to have you here. Thank you, thank you. Your listens really help our podcast grow, and we are excited. The next announcement is video podcasting by Spotify. Yes, Spotify, you joined us in the YouTube movement. You finally got it. Woohoo! Go Spotify. You are rocking this podcasting on a whole nother level. You have upgraded not only comment features, but now you've added video podcasting so we can finally vlogcast. People love vlog podcasts. They like seeing the podcasters talk, getting facial interactions, and just having a good time. Maybe featuring guests and meeting up with people and talking about random stuff. It's really cool, and it gives content creators and podcasting a whole new opportunity. So, congratulations, Spotify! You are a success, and you are awesome, and you are rocking the podcasting platform. Let's go! Okay. Sorry, but I had to give them a shout out because I was really excited about this and I can't wait to use these features. The next thing on our podcasting list is, whoop whoop, yes, again with Spotify. It's unbelievable. But like I was talking about earlier, they are hosting masterclasses. These masterclasses are telling you about all these features. So I don't have to just tell you myself. You can come to me with a podcast question and I can ask it during the masterclass to get these features so everybody who podcasts can use these features. It's really cool. Okay. But back to a calmer, more less loud note. We're going to talk about the one, the only podcast, Welcome to the Red Zone, because we have been struggling for the last few years to get likes and views. And we've always been telling people we're thankful for what we get, but it would be nice to have a lot more. I've had so many questions about growing a podcast, how to get a lot of views, how to get a lot of success rate, what is the best, fastest way to grow a podcast, 10 days. You've all heard the Kevin Chimlin story. You've all heard many stories, right? About podcasters growing their channel and all this, and you feel like it's a scam. It's actually not. Using Spotify's new features, you can grow your channel in less than 10 days, as long as you do the following. Don't forget to share it out. Listen, you're already doing TikTok, you're already doing Instagram, you're already running a Google page, maybe you have an email. Send your podcast to a bunch of email people and get them to come listen to one episode. All it takes is one episode and your podcast could be a selected hit. So, there are exactly 10 ways to start a conversation. The first and obvious way is to be like myself. Very loud, boisterous, exciting, and always looking for the next best adventure. Okay, the second way is to be calm, collected, quiet, relaxed, and very understanding. The third way to start a conversation is to be angry, upset, and the determined type to always get things done. The fourth way to start a conversation is to be awkward and confused and not sure about your surroundings. The fifth way is to be anxious, wondering, and sweaty. The sixth way to start a conversation is to be creepy, annoying, and make weird noises. The seventh way to start a conversation is to constantly interrupt people while talking. The eighth way to start a conversation is to be dirty, smell bad, and don't take care of hygiene. The ninth way to start a conversation is to constantly run away when someone is trying to talk to you. And finally, the tenth and final way to start a conversation. Excuse me, if you did any of the following, and I'm sorry, but exactly any of the following, you will not start a conversation. Those 9 tips were how not to start a conversation. Your podcast, your broadcast, your views, everything that you have been doing is failing because you're doing those 9 tips. You're sweaty, smelly, not clean hygiene. You are not prepared. You're interrupting people when they talk to you. You're loud, you're boisterous, or you're too quiet. You're shy, you're not forthcoming. You're not aggressive and you don't state what you want. Or you're too aggressive and you're scaring people. Maybe you're creepy and you're giving off a weird personal vibe. Listen, we've all made mistakes. When I first started broadcasting and podcasting, I made those same mistakes. It is okay. We all have flaws, but we need to mature and work on them. Like I talked about before, managing your insecurities. If you cannot manage your insecurities, you will not have a great broadcast. Being insecure is not the way to go. Here's how to overcome failure fear. Number one, you need to get on here and you need to start recording yourself. Listening to yourself. Listening to yourself is the best way to know how you sound, how you talk, how you look, how you act. You can sit on your phone, turn on the camera, and record a video of yourself. And until you can record a video of yourself talking to yourself, you should not be on social media. Because you're not going to be a success. Being on camera is not a bad thing. It's not scary like everyone says. It's not bad. You can actually do it and earn a living. But most people are so scared to get on the internet because they've heard so many false narratives that you don't know what's good and what's bad. So don't listen to those false narratives, the failure fear, that you're never going to be a success. Maybe you've got a mom or a dad, or in my case, which I have, you want to impress them all the time, right? Or a family member, a figure that you're trying to show you're really good and you want them to be proud of you, but they're never proud of you. Listen, they don't matter. You matter. I'm proud of you for you. You don't have to be there to please somebody else, to impress somebody else. I love you just for who you are, and so does who made you. That's exactly right. Whether those people who made you show you or not, when they made you, it was their choice. Whether they like you or not, that is also their choice. But if they don't like you, that's okay. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. It doesn't mean that their opinion is accurate, right, or that it should be followed. So many of us are struggling because we have people always negatively putting a negative outcome and a bad influence on us. They're putting us down. They're telling us we're not going to be great. I, for one, have experience with this. Thank you. I will talk about Hago now. For instance, being a broadcaster on Hago when I first joined before I was an admin, I had so much fear and was so nervous because I knew people from another application, but I didn't know how to manage my fear and I was worried, stressed, like, am I going to be a success? It come to find out I was a hit. People liked me, they loved my helping and they loved my reaching out to people and sharing my expertise, and then they started getting this whole, in their mind, they were better than me. They were doing this, that, and the other. And it was really, really good.